I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
The National Obsession, the final ever National Obsession, John.
Is that what we're saying?
The final ever National League National Obsession.
Oh, I don't know about this. I feel bad even talking about the game.
Have I done a Wolves in booking the accommodation for Wembley before the semi? I know, John. I'm just trying to be confident.
Well, look, hello, Charlie. Hello, obsessives. And yes, it does feel... I've been wrangling with this all week. I feel like it's bad to even think about the game.
Terrible, isn't it?
That's another stage to then talk to someone about the game, to then take it that leap further and say that this is going to be the last National Obsession. Feels like
that was too much,
you've now
it?
Just doomed us.
It won't be the last National Obsession,
doomed us to
John,
failure.
But it might be the last... You know, it's potentially the last National Obsession in the National League.
Yeah, the National Obsession as we know it. I know.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Oh, John.
It's something to consider, isn't it? But that's like a long way off.
John. I have never been to a winning final for Torquay United.
Oh,
just
want to
get that out of the way early. Been to a few. Swansea City in the 80s, we lost. Preston, we lost. Ebbsfleet FA Trophy, we lost. Leighton Orient away when we needed to draw to go up automatically, we lost. The Sherpa Van final, we lost. Colchester on the Friday night, we lost.
Oh, God. Well, look, that has to end.
Jinx
at
has
some
to
point.
End, John, surely.
Surely. In the same way as I think some I saw on Twitter, Dan the Forest Man, who's been tweeting us.
His son. 9 games and never seen them win.
Yeah. He's numb from 9. That surely has to end.
That has to end, doesn't it, John?
This is the sort of omen we're talking about.
But you know, I've never felt like a team. I've never felt about a team and a manager and a group of players. Even the Leroy years, John. Even the Leroy's. The complete team, the complete squad is brilliant.
I know. I honestly feel like even those little things where you think, well, Gary Johnson used to be Bristol City manager. Does that give us an edge? Jake Andrews,
an
Connor
edge.
Lemon Himmons
no
used
edge.
To play for Bristol City. Does that give us an edge? And then you think, no, stop.
Jake Andrews and Connor Lemon Himmons will only have bad experiences of being let go from Ashton Gate. Now, that works in one of two ways. That they're, right, we'll show you. Or...
Show who, though?
I know. Who are they showing? The 3,500 people there. Basically, you know, I know there's been a lot of talk about only 6,000 tickets for the game. It's pretty much everyone who cares going to be in the stadium.
Yeah,
a large percentage of everyone who cares is in the stadium.
I know. It's very simplistic, but you see people complaining about 3,000 tickets and you go, well, We only get 2.5 on a good day anyway. You know, but I know it doesn't work like that.
There'll be about 1,000 people who may have missed out, but you know. Yeah, not too bad. The other thing, John, what number episode is this of The National Obsession?
It is 144.
Okay, and what number do we have on the front of our shirts, John?
1899.
Oh, I thought it was
1888.
No. So I was getting paying 144. Attention. I'm not paying attention, John.
We should get back to the playoff semi-final.
Yeah, where did you watch it, John?
First, I was at home. I was in my living room. Because I was setting off for Glasgow the next morning, so I couldn't go. Did you watch it at home as well? It was just...
No, John. I was on air for the first
half. Oh, of course, yes.
I was on national radio for the first half.
Yes.
Just basically, I was quite professional, I thought, John. I thought I'd just be sitting there going, well, that's in. Oh, God. Like that. But I wasn't. I managed to be... pretty lucid.
Even when Danny Wright scored after 1 minute?
We were luckily on a break. It was like Friends. It was like Ross and Rachel for that bit. We were on a break for that bit. And so for that bit was fine, but I went slightly mad in the studio and then just was like, oh God, now they're going to... No.
Yeah.
Never enough one, is it?
No.
This is the thing. Never. Someday. If we score 3, we'll win. That's my thing.
We have to be at least three ahead for me to sort of even contemplate relaxing.
We have to try and score 3 goals. That is what I would suggest is a really good mindset. Score 3 goals.
Yeah.
See what happens. And then second half, I was going to sit in the at TalkSport and watch it on one of the big tellies there, but I couldn't cope. So I went and sat in the car. In an underground car park, watching it on my phone in the car. And then, with 10 minutes to go, it just broke, just stopped working. And then I couldn't get, and then for the extra time, I couldn't, just BT Sport app wouldn't show it.
Yeah.
So I then tried to turn on Ray and Dave. That wouldn't work. And then I ended up listening to the last 5 minutes on BBC Radio Nottingham.
No, I still wonder whether you might get a perverse enjoyment out of that.
Oh, it was beautiful, John. There was a lot of Schadenfreude going on. A lot of moaning about the apparently offside goal, how it wasn't a penalty. Agent Ellis, John, of course, came up trumps.
But of course,
Agent Mark Ellis.
If there had been VAR, it would have been offside, which seems like the most pointless debate to have. At what point are they going to introduce VAR in the National League?
Weymouth Town as VAR.
I know. Oh, it was horrible though. It was a really exhausting game. I felt very like watching Torquay 5 Crawley 6 earlier in the season. It had that sort of feel to it.
Very much like that.
Just as soon as we scored, you knew that we'd chuck in an equaliser or whatever. It was painful.
Yeah, we looked fine. Nottingham County looked very, very good. Was the thing.
Well,
they looked good, you know. And then
I don't
like,
know. I saw Ian Burton after the game saying, you know, they were without question the better side in the first half. You think, I don't know if we... I don't know. And then large parts
question.
Of the second. I thought it was an incredibly even game.
And also,
I didn't think there was anything much in it.
Oh, and they played long ball. And it's like, yeah, and that's what we've learned, that you can't play like that.
Yeah. So, oh, and they had a centre back at left midfield.
Yeah,
good luck to them. You think, well, I don't know.
That
if only
really
you'd had the sort of tactical
pigeons,
nails to do it.
I know, that's the thing. Your playbook that you obviously work from, you and Adam Rowe, doesn't account for playing a centre back at left wing. And this is why, you know, that ultimately for me in the National League especially, that technique will not work.
I thought it was a shame. He was a bit salty because I actually thought they played quite well and it was very even. And, you know, yeah,
I
on
said,
another day they could have won, but they didn't. So,
as I said on Twitter, speaks well, seems like a nice chap, gone by Christmas. Really, he'll be gone by Christmas, John, because every single team is saying they're going to get 100 points and piss the league. And it's like, well, Southampton, Grimsby, Wrexham, they're all saying they're going to score all these points. Absolutely, hundreds of teams are saying it. And you go Chesterfield, you know, Notts County. Oh yeah, we'll do it next year. Not Stockport County. You know, there's seven teams already.
I know.
And whoever doesn't go up on Sunday, they'll be back again next year. And you go, mental league.
It is a totally crazy league. But obviously, yes, Torquay United
lucky
got through.
We're getting out of it.
4-2. We are getting out of it. In the other playoff, of course, it was Stockport nil, Hartlepool 1. I'll be honest, I didn't watch it. I did watch it. In fact, I was in the air. I was flying to Glasgow at that point.
Off.
So I got the news as I landed.
Off.
Oh, yeah, I know.
John, such a jet setter.
Well, I did. I was on the train as part of my UK road trip, and we did go past Stockport. We stopped at Stockport. And we
did you?
Drove past. Ooh. We went past their ground, and I did give them a little, little wave down
put
with
the,
staying down
the
with the Woking
quadrant. Down with the Woking, yeah. Staying down with the Woke. See Ben Gehring signed for Bath City, John.
I did see that. Yes.
Good level for him, I think that.
Mm.
Enjoy that. Maybe he enjoyed Bath, wouldn't he? Nice, easy commute for him. Sell a few cars.
Nice place. Nice place to live.
Nice place. I don't think he'll be living in. I think
well,
he
probably
in
not.
Torquay.
He lives in. He does in Torquay. Yeah, he does live in the bay. You're right.
In the bay, John.
So yes, it was Stockport nil, Hartlepool 1. Couldn't tell you a single thing that happened apart from it was Oates scored again, didn't he?
Oates. Easy. We got to watch on Sunday, isn't it? And is it Rodriguez? The other one. Is he play for?
He needs place in Notts County, doesn't he? Oh yeah. Spawn of them.
Watch him. But you know what? It's I think I don't know. John, I'm not overly confident, but I think it's at least going to be a game. We have a chance as long as we bloody turn up.
That's what you.
That's
what you can ask for, isn't it?
Like Colchester at Wembley, Stevenage. I went to that one.
Oh,
there's
Stevenage
one
at Old Trafford.
I went to that one, John.
That's a shocker.
Didn't turn up.
Yeah.
None of these games we've turned up, and I'm like, oh God. Please just at least turn up on Sunday, which I think we will. Gary will have them going.
I can't see a situation in which they won't, but, you know, you never can. This is the lottery, isn't it? This is playoff finals. You just never know. I just know that I'm feeling sick already just thinking about it.
Brilliant. Brilliant for the Euro nerves, isn't it? For the Euro nerves. I haven't paid. I mean, I'm watching all the games. I sort of know what's going on. I haven't paid it. It's England Scotland tonight. I'm like, yeah.
Well,
get through Sunday.
I mean, I'm going to be there. So, so I mean, I don't. I'm not quite feeling quite as blasé about England Scotland as you.
Double header this weekend.
I know which one is means more though. I'll be honest,
John. I know. Of course you know, John. Of course you know. It's a huge, huge game. We've given 144 hours of our life, probably double that, probably treble that, in the last few years of doing this podcast. And gee whiz, if we go up on Sunday, it will be so brilliant. Oh. It would just be so brilliant, John.
I actually feel I can't talk about it. I literally can't. It's not great for a podcast. I'll give you that. I just feel like I'd jinx it, even talking about it.
But at the same time, right, it's going to be a really good, fun National League next year. So as much as I do not want to be in it, 100% do not want to be in it next year, I will still love the goals.
I
really would love to be back in the league.
It's going to happen. Oh, no, I can't. No, I'm not even going to say that.
Say it, John.
No,
it's
you
fine.
Can't. You
I'm
can't.
Going with positivity. I'm going with relaxed positivity.
So, well, a couple of people who can offer some positivity. I have, as I mentioned, been on a bit of a, road trip this week. We've gone from Glasgow, gone to Birmingham, to Cardiff, to Manchester with work. And along the way, just as luck would have it, I bumped into a few Torquay United legends.
Oh.
So we have actually got some content this week.
Jean-Pierre Sim was
French
there.
Leg of the road trip.
Jason Rees.
Jules Mendy. Just bumped into them.
Beautiful. Duku, was it, John, there?
Phil Lloyd, of course. The
Phil
jacket.
Lloyd, well, we all know Phil Lloyd. I've got the jacket. I've worn all my bad luck jackets this week.
It's a lovely
just to
jacket.
Get the bad luck out of them. Jacket, isn't it, John?
But yes, I have been on this road trip and bumped into a few legends. Would you like to hear from goals? I'd say he's an OG goal, isn't he? He's one of the goals.
One of the goats.
Matt Elliott.
Oh yeah, Yes, please.
Because he played in the 1991 playoff final against Blackpool.
Yeah, he's a good one. Yeah, we'll have that. We'll
so
have
I asked that. Him...
He's in the clever... The 12-11, or it was 11-10, yeah.
I asked him how the goal should approach this weekend. So, Matt, obviously, you played in a playoff final for Torquay against Blackpool, 1991...
Was it that late? Possibly so. Yeah, I thought it was a little bit earlier than that.
30 years ago.
But settle for that. Yeah. Okay.
What is your advice for how to talk you go about this on Sunday? What's the key?
Well, to the individual players, it would be play better than I did on that evening because I had one of my worst games of the season. I was up against Dave Bamber, and he was a real handful. Big, strong, strapping centre forward of Blackpool back in the day, and yeah, I had one of those evenings. And then it ended up, I should have actually scored what would have been the winner. And I didn't. Missed the opportunity. And then we ended up in penalty shootout. Ordinarily, I would have taken a penalty, but I just felt, I don't deem it as if I bottled it. It was a sensible decision because I thought, it's one of those nights. I'm not playing well. Things are not going my way. Pull yourself out the firing line. I did so. And our goalkeeper took the penalty. Yeah, Gareth Howes, David Howes from Tottenham's brother. Ended up taking the penalty ahead of me and it turned out to be the winner. So there we go, wise decision. So be composed and calculated in your thinking, I would say. But yeah, no, it was a great occasion. We had a wonderful time and hopefully Torquay can repeat something similar this time round.
John, on your road trip, and I'm hoping the answer's yes.
The national obsession.
You know what? I didn't.
I mean, it has been like.
It was like. It was sort of a solid 25 degrees Celsius every day.
Even in Glasgow.
And I thought it was a little bit.
Are you hoping it's going to be freezing on Sunday?
It is. It's going to be wet and cold, isn't it? So I'm going to wear it. I am going to wear it.
Come on, John. Come on.
Look out for me there at Ashton Gate. And the coat.
The coat's going to be there. If the coat's there, John. There's no trouble, is there? Gary knows the coat's there.
The good thing is, I haven't had long enough for it to have had time to become either a good luck or a bad luck omen. No. So this is it. It's going in.
You haven't
it's going
lost
in fresh.
It, owned it.
So no, that's true.
That's pretty good.
No, that's very true. I did actually catch up with another Talk United legend as well, not
brilliant.
Just Matt Elliott, because I mentioned we were in Cardiff as well.
Yeah.
And who should I bump into? Not literally, although with the size of him, perfectly possible.
No body shaming, John, please.
It's not body shaming because I love the man. It was Neville Southall. Neville, can you tell me how on earth did you end up at Torquay United?
Well, I had a phone call off Dave Watson. His brother Alex was playing at Torquay. And Dave said, look, what are you doing? I said, nothing, I've retired. And he said, look, they're desperate for a goal. He said, I'm not interested in going whatsoever. And he said, well, look, can you go? Because just play a couple of games. I then just leave it. So I went, all right. And that's how I ended up going there, really.
Was there ever a point driving up and down the M5 where you thought, what on earth am I doing here?
I have to say, I loved it. I've been round other clubs since Everton. And none of them felt like Torquay. Torquay felt the closest, the most homely as Everton, to be fair. So, yeah, for me, the players accepted me, the fans accepted me. And to me, it was fantastic. I love the area. So, yeah, it couldn't have gone any better for me, to be fair. And I loved it.
We had so much fun watching you play. I mean, and Torquay fans still love you. Will you be watching on Sunday against Hartlepool?
Well, if it's
don't feel like you have to say yes.
Well, it depends on where we're. It's the same time as Wales. So that's good.
Oh, it's true, yes.
So it's good. Look, I hope Torquay get back in the league. They seem to have got the club together. They seem to financially to be pretty sound now. They seem to know what they're doing. They've got a really good manager. Seem to have a really good team. And let's be honest, they deserve to go up because what they've done all season. It's not going to be a fluke that they've got there. I think they deserve to go up, and I hope that for once that justice is done, as long as there's no dogs on the pitch.
Amazing. You've met two in my top my first 11 Torquay players there.
A couple of
all-time 11s, which I think is a good sign, John.
Yeah, both
bring the quality.
Really still supporting the boys.
No, they love them. Bournemouth. I bet they love the goals. But they love the goals. I think I. The thing is, the only thing I have about this game on Sunday is, I do like Hartlepool United. I've always liked them.
Yes.
I like Jeff Stelling, and I like. You know, I think they play nice football. I like Dave Challoner, so I just like. I'm like, but you know, obviously, I hope we absolutely.
Wait till Sunday, and you're there. yelling at them.
Oh, I'm only being positive. On that note, I've come up with a couple of songs, John.
Okay.
Which one I put on Twitter, which you know they played Sweet Caroline at Plainmoor last week, apparently, and everyone went mad for it, which is a very good idea, which has become a bit of a omnipresent.
You can't argue
song,
with it though, can
it's
you?
Good, but you know, we've got to be singing Sweet Danny Ride. Da da da. Good times never felt so good, but this is the one I've come up with, John.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got to try and get it going. I don't know if we've got enough time for it on Sunday.
Right.
But here we go. You ready? We all know what this is.
Yeah. Robert Miles, Children.
Yeah, here we go. Ready? You gonna like this, John? Ready? Do-do-do-do-do! Aaron Downs, Torquay, Aaron Downs, Torquay. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I mean, look,
I started a bit high.
I love Aaron Downs, you know, don't get me wrong. The singing's usually reserved for the players, isn't it? Occasionally the manager.
Good though, isn't it?
The assistant manager doesn't often get the musical
Downs,
treatment.
John, love Aaron Downs. Think he deserves his own song. Aaron Downs.
What a lovely idea.
Brilliant. Talk, yay. Anyway, just an idea for a song. Everybody gets on board on that one, John. It's a slightly subdued because we're nervous, John, isn't it?
It is.
For Sunday, but you know, but that's enough. Have we had any letters, John?
We can do two quick letters if you want to round us off. Come on, then.
Go on, then. That'd be nice. Ready? Are we having a song or not?
Yeah, we can have a sing-song. Yeah, go on.
When you go, will you send back a letter?
Any letters, John?
Two letters to bring you. Let's crack on. Edwin Cruden, who we'd not heard in a while. He is
El
Cruden.
Where is he?
Don't I know what his FOF number is?
Ooh, I reckon it's 8, 9.
I think he's one of the very original ones. El Cruden, 7.
7, yeah.
Not far off.
Stuff. Go on.
He says, on the ice, guys, went to my first live game since all of this COVID lunacy began. Oh. Just yesterday, my brother's youth team, a feeder to Musselburgh Athletic, winning a cup. They won the cup on a beautiful evening at the Olive Bank Stadium.
Congratulations.
We moved to Musselburgh a few weeks before the pandemic broke, and despite being a Hibs fan, I've been looking forward to catching some games, not least because of you guys stoking my enthusiasm for lower league football. Alas, the last year saw the league called null and void and the stadium sat empty. There are fewer things in a seaside town sadder than an empty stadium. I imagine you can both empathise with that. How dare you?
Boo.
He obviously means Bricks and Villa.
Digging in.
Yeah. So, to see those kids pull off that win with the local Mussy Radges pour onto the pitch to congratulate them and lift the goal scorer and penalty saving keeper on their shoulders, well, it's been an emotional week. Thanks for helping people. Keep saying on the ice, El Cruden.
On the ice, El Cruden, FOF number 7. Well, look, just outside Edinburgh, isn't it? Just outside
Musselburgh.
That's rest his soul. That was. They used to call just in Edinburgh.
They did,
Musselburgh. Because it is just in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Brilliant letter. Youth football is absolutely bonkers above 12. Once they get over 12, John, it's mad.
Yes.
It's absolutely nuts. Everyone's angry.
Kids hormones, are furious, isn't it? It's all hormones.
It's all hormones. It's hormones live on a Sunday morning.
And one other letter comes from Charlie Hewings. He says, on the ice.
On the ice.
FOF 46, he says, one of our most recent FOFs. Charlie says, on the ice. Unbelievably, I've managed to secure tickets to the final at Ashton Gate on Sunday, despite the club website's best attempts to stop me. I've also taken a break from walking under ladders and opening umbrellas and doors, so hoping the good luck continues. Come on, you yellows. Charlie
Come
Hewings.
Come on, you yellows. Well, I don't know why everyone's so surprised that the club website not really quite up to it. As you said earlier on in the week, John, have they ever tried to order a mug? Or
like I know a club a shirt, a replica shirt. Have you ever tried?
The correct name on it.
Yeah. You know, it's not easy, you know.
Not easy. So I don't know why they suddenly think they're going to turn into Ticketmaster.
Suddenly Amazon Logistics. Playmore Limited.
Exactly. You know, yeah. They've done a very good job. They've got everyone's tickets out to them, I think. I don't know why they've used the post, but look, that's not up to us.
Ours is not to reason why.
Exactly, John. Exactly.
As they say.
Well, is that all the letters, John?
That's all the letters.
Thank you for the letter, Charlie. On the ice to you.
Yeah, on the ice, yes. Charlie. Thanks for all the lovely tweets as well. We've had lots of lovely tweets.
I no longer do the whole, under ladders thing. I've gone off.
Really?
Lucky stuff. Just gone off it, John.
Okay.
Just in Gary I trust. And Aaron Down. Just once a match, John. Sing for the assistant manager. Talky.
I think we should do that. And if you do need something to pass a little bit of time whilst you're waiting for Sunday to roll around, have a look on that NatObs pod, because I really enjoyed, and I still not quite got to the bottom of it, your Torquay United team lineup in emojis. It's really
it's good, John.
There's
do
one
you
that
talk you through it.
There's one that was really foxing me, and I still can't actually get it.
Well, I'll talk you so through
got,
it. Hold on a minute.
Obviously, you've got the Brazilian flag, so that's the keeper.
Yeah.
Kovalan. Then you got ice.
Yeah. Winter, innit?
Winter. And now this is
winter, John. That's an easy one. Come on.
This the one I struggled with toilet is
Lewis.
Lewis.
You're not very good at this game.
Then I've got S and a
Remind
fish.
Me, if ever I'm on catchphrase, the podcast edition. not to take you on.
I liked S and the fish for sharing.
Sharing,
that's good. M and a bull, Moxie.
Ox. It's an ox.
Ox, yeah.
Come on, John. A bull, is it? It's an ox.
Oh, this Moxie. One I also struggled with.
Okay, what is the South African money?
South African flag money, Randall. Course.
Come on, John. That's going Ace of Hall. I couldn't work
South
out anything to do for Ace of
South.
Ace of Hall.
I couldn't work it out. Randall.
No, Randall.
And then you got a symbol of a.
Ace of Hall.
Oh, of course. Okay. I didn't get that one. Then the
little,
because it's the fingers just doing like a little.
Camera on.
Then just a lemon. Obvs.
Lemon, yeah.
A W lemon. And a arrow pointing right. Right?
That's right, John.
There we go.
Do you think it was worth it, John, or not?
How long did it take?
it was all quite quick, other than the Acer Hall. I tried about 85 different things. Just couldn't think. So I just
found like a sort of stately home or something.
Someone with a ponytail. I couldn't find an emoji for surprisingly tall.
Oh, that's a shame.
There we go. That was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah,
really, really good.
It's
fun.
On NatObs Pod if you're right. While away the hours.
We will be recording. We're traveling separately, aren't we, John? And then we're going to meet there. So we're going to record ourselves on the way there and stuff, and do some recording when we're there. And there will be an episode out next week with whatever happens, John.
I know there will be
with whatever happens.
Whatever happens,
which is who knows, John? Who knows? But. We travel in hope. That's all we can do.
We do.
All we can do. On the ice to all the FOFs. Good luck to all the Torquay. Because we're not a Torquay United.
No, we're not.
Podcast, John.
Good luck to Hartlepool as well, I suppose.
Good luck to Hartlepool. Yeah. Good luck to all the National League.
Do I mean
League.
That? I don't think I mean that.
here we go. Come on, John. On the ice.
On the ice. Come on.
Let's go.
The National Obsession with John Callaghan and Charlie Baker.